Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens July 11th, 2023 Actuarial and Underwriting Committee webinar that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Finance and Investment Committee and will be recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Panelists, thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chair Baruff, we have no speaker requests Great. For today's meeting. May I proceed with the official roll call, sir?
Please do.
Thank you. Chair Baruff?
Here.
Governor Becksmith? Governor Lidecker, Board Vice Chair Thomas, here. Technical Advisor Fred Strauss.
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Board will entertain a motion to approve the prior meeting minutes.
Second.
Minutes are adopted. Ms. Montero, it's your turn again.
Hello. We were hoping to have a rate update for the committee today. However, we have not received our approved order from the office yet. We have been talking to them and working with them and answering outstanding questions they have. And we are expecting something in the next week or so. And we'll report back to the board once we get something.
Thank you. Will there be enough time for us to implement the rate increase on time?
Is going to push back the implementation most likely to December 1 instead of November 1. But if we get it soon enough, we could do it mid-November. It could be a week or so rather than a month, which is what our goal is.
And how much does that cost us by implementing late?
It's about $41 million in renewal premium, or increased rate premium per month.
Yeah, it's real money.
If we were granted the maximum, if we were granted our request, we don't know where it will land. But
that's 13.3.
Any way you look at it, Governor Lidecker, it's real money.
Yeah.
Half a month is $20 million. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Booten, your turn.
Good afternoon. I have three requests today. The first is the approval of some product updates behind Section 3. Most of them are related to the outcome of the legislative session. We have gotten most of these already in motion and have made filings or in the process of making filings. But for the record, we needed to get approval. The flood requirements that were changed for condominium unit owners no longer required to carry flood. And language governing phase-in for flood coverage requirements, eligibility for risks with FIGA claims that applies to insolvencies after 7-1. We have an underwriting rule being developed for that. New policies from carriers that are unsound or in receivership. This is the item whereby they will be treated similar to non-primary with a 50% cap if they come from an insolvent carrier. That is, we have submitted the rate and rule filings for that. The Division of Administrative Hearings for Litigation, we have a forms filing that we submitted on June 12th, and there have been questions and responses back. Our goal is to get that implemented by 10-1. On the next page, we have changes applicable to the entire insurance industry. The underwriting review period has changed from 90 days to 60 days. So we have form filings that we anticipate to file in mid-July for that. There's a restriction on non-renewal or cancellation of risks with open claims. There's definitions of hurricanes and hurricane deductibles, and then an exclusion of wind or contents coverage is a simple text change. Then there are additional forms changes to implement the merging of three accounts. We hope to do that in the first quarter of 2024. Changes to appraisal language to set forth necessary qualifications of an appraiser. and supporting form updates for the 2023 legislative changes. And then the last change on the top of page 3 is a similar language for rewriting policies to citizens midterm for personal lines. We implemented commercial lines in March. We brought that forward for approval. This is asking similar language for personal lines. The only other additional exception here is cancellation for non-payment. And the intent there is to address a situation whereby a policyholder has been unable to pay due to circumstances beyond their control. But it's very similar, and we felt it are bringing it forward now to go in tandem with the insolvent carrier language and maybe prevent some things coming to us midterm.
It's safe to say that everything we're doing is just to bring us in compliance with the statute changes.
Yeah, other than the last one is our own rule change. Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask a question, Mr.
Yes,
Chair?
Governor Leidecker, go ahead.
So I think that, you know, makes a lot of sense, and thank you for walking through those reconciliations. I was going to ask just again at a broader level, what are you seeing in the marketplace, or what are you hearing from your team members at Citizens Insurance about midterm cancellation, rewrites, games that can be played in the marketplace for brokers trying to either play a game and cancel, rewrite in anticipation of a rate increase, or trying to, game citizens. And it felt like in the past that Citizens was a slow moving ship relative to marketplace conditions that were shifting pretty rapidly. And I'm really talking about brokers that are playing games. Are you still seeing that? Or do you feel like you have the tools to react to it? I wonder if you have a perspective.
Yeah, I believe that midterm cancellation that we approved, that you all approved at the March, has made a significant difference. And that condition really imploded in the first quarter of 2023. It wasn't prevalent by a whole lot before that, and had to do with some of the things going on in the surplus lines market. And so I think that rule has helped significantly. Now, we still have some growth in commercial lines, but that piece of it has helped.
And then when did that go into effect again? I know we voted on back in March.
Oh, we did it right.
Pretty quick, right?
Like April. Or it was like we submitted it, the office approved it within days, right. And then we implemented it like maybe I think April 1st. It's in that ballpark.
And then, so what you're asking for on the personal line side, if I can, Mr. Chair, you're asking for effectively the same thing.
Right.
What we did on the commercial was to stop the Governor Leidecker's point, the games that are being played on the personal line side. Let's put it in place. You can cancel within 30 days, similar to what we did before. Okay.
With the one exception on cancellations for non-pay because of homeowners and their situation.
I was going to ask for that one exception. How do you determine, I assume it's not all non-pay, but it's, you said if it's beyond their control?
Yeah, and so this probably won't happen very often when you think about it, because most policies are full pay. So you're going to, the person's already going to have paid. So the timing that the staff was worried about was more towards the end of the term, where if they missed paying their premium, then had no coverage, then they have to come to us if their incumbent carrier won't keep them. So this gave an out, so to speak, for that condition. Okay. All right.
Next.
You want me to read the recommendation for approval or?
Sure.
Staff proposes that the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee review and, if approved, recommends the Board of Governors approve changes to Citizens product guidelines, forms, and supporting documents to comply with the 2023 regular session changes and to implement changes as described above, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
You have a motion?
I'll offer a motion supporting staff recommendation as presented.
You have a second? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. Thank you.
All right. The next item is 03B, which is the replacement cost estimating services for a primary residence validation. We're requesting approval to increase total contract spend with CoreLogic Spatial Solutions the provider of our replacement cost estimating services for underwriting, which will help us verify an insured location is used as a primary residence. Citizens can do most efficiently by using the CoreLogic product, which is the basis for the increased spend. The request is to increase the current approved amount of $1.7 million to $2.04 million, an increase of $340,000 through the life of the contract term, which goes through April 30th, 2026. Incorporating the additional data necessary to identify the status of a residence into the new business workflow will increase underwriting efficiency by automating the validation of primary residence rating. With the ability to utilize this data, we estimate that staff time to verify primary residence would equate to approximately $938,000. So by utilizing this contract, we would save $340,000 that would have been spent on either staff time or a vendor to do the checking.
Are you asking for approval?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All those signify by saying yay for the motion?
Yay. Yay.
There you go. Next.
All right, and then the last one is property characteristics and data services. And this is requesting approval to increase total contract spend for property characteristic and data services with ISO. The increase in spend is due to the increase in policy count and the correlated increase in property characteristic and data services needed for underwriting. The request is to increase the currently approved amount of $4,894,176 to $8,608,055, which is an increase of $3,713,879 through the end of the contract term, May 15th, 2026. Now, when we realized that we were at the point of increasing PIP and we need to come back for these transactions, we also renegotiated the contract and substantially reduced what it would have been had we not done that by at least 62 cents per transaction savings on this. So I am requesting.
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Have a second.
I moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you, Ms. Booten. That's it, right?
Yep.
We're good. Motion to adjourn.
I moved.
We're done. Next.